Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the episode 124 of Diamond Effect podcast. And hey, guess what? This episode is coming out on my birthday week. So it's Friday, the way you're probably listening to it, if you're listening to the episodes week after week. And my birthday was on Thursday, November 23rd. And just if you're curious, I turned 45. So today on Friday, we're actually going out with the kids and my husband to celebrate not only my birthday, but actually also my husband's birthday, which is in a week, December 1st. And it's also our wedding anniversary, our 12th wedding anniversary. So I'm excited because we'll have all four kids, my two stepboys that are older, and one of them has a girlfriend, so she's coming too. So we are excited. And I'm very grateful to have my family. I'm usually not a big birthday celebration kind of person, in a sense where I don't want any presents anymore and none of it. I'm really just blessed and happy and grateful to have the life that I have. But going out for dinner with the kiddos and a hubby, it's actually kind of fun. So I'm excited for it. Yet today I want to help you in regards to strategic decision making. So we're not just going to talk about me and my birthday, but it's actually a regular podcast episode. And this idea came from the fact that I've been coaching some of my clients actually over the past few weeks about that, about trusting themselves to make the right decisions for the business for the moment and moving forward with them rather than changing the decisions, flip-flopping, procrastinating. But before I dive into today's episode, I want to refer you to three others that I've already recorded on strategic decision making. The first one is episode 101, that it's titled Owning Your Business Decisions. Then episode number 97, Honoring Your Commitments. And episode number 27, Making Effective Decisions. As you can see, I get back to this topic quite often because truly, it's the decisions that we make in our business that create progress or stagnate it. Because indecision, it's a decision not to decide. Flip-flopping decisions also are decisions that you're just constantly changing too often. So truly, these are the signs of you not trusting your own decisions. So that's what I want to start with. The signs that should tell you you're not in alignment or you're not trusting your own decisions. So the first one is when you change your decision often. You make a decision and then you implement it, but then very quickly, you start questioning whether it was the right decision, especially when you don't get immediate results that you expected from the decision, and then you change it too soon. You're not even giving enough time for the results of that decision to actually show themselves. I see it quite often when business owners market their business, so in their marketing. So for example, you decided that part of your marketing strategy will be creating strategic relationships and partnerships with other professionals who have the same clientele as you. So whether there could be lawyers or realtors or accountants or other medical professionals. And you chose a method of contacting them or building a relationship with them that's maybe new for you and makes you uncomfortable, whether it's connecting with them on LinkedIn, walking into their office, calling them, or whatever the case might be, right? So you tried that method a couple of times. You didn't get the results at all. And because you didn't trust the initial decision, even though it's, let's say it's very good and brilliant and could really help your business grow, you didn't even try to tweak the method itself or the approach and just keep going and figuring out, okay, maybe messaging doesn't work. Maybe calling doesn't work, but maybe there's other way I could get in touch with those professionals and build the relationships. So because you didn't trust the decision, you completely abandoned the initial decision. And now you reverted back to maybe whatever else you were doing in marketing, whether that worked for you or not. So you didn't give the strategy itself a chance because the method that you picked made you uncomfortable, or maybe it wasn't the perfect implementation of that method and you just needed to practice it to develop skill. So this was the first sign for you to know that you're not trusting yourself in making good decisions. The second sign is when you actually get paralyzed and not make a decision, but just go back and forth between different options, getting stuck and trying to make the right perfect decisions and being scared of making the wrong one and shooting yourself and what ifing yourself, or what if this happens and what if this happened, and just getting paralyzed. I see that happen with business owners, and this is what I coach my clients on. Sometimes when they decide, for example, their pricing strategy, should I charge hourly? Should I do the retainer? Should I do the fixed project fee and so on? And sometimes no matter what are the logical reasons and better options for their business, they can't still decide going back and forth, back and forth. Another example is name of your business, tagline, elevator pitch. Those are the worst because for me, those decisions shouldn't take too long, especially like elevator pitches and stuff. And I've seen business owners spend hours and days or months questioning themselves, doubting themselves, and just being in that non-confident energy over something that's not that important in that moment in their business. And then the third sign or the third way of lack of trust in decision making, in your own decision making that can show up, is letting other people's opinions or advice, sometimes solicited, sometimes not, sway you in the wrong direction. And what I mean by wrong direction, in a direction that doesn't align with you and deep down your intuition is telling you this is not right. Okay. Ultimately, what I want to say, you get to make the decision. So even if as a coach, I advise certain things to my client, I never force them to do anything. I always want them to think through my advice and see, okay, does this align with me? Doesn't mean that sometimes my advice is easy and their implementation doesn't make them uncomfortable, but most times when they're aligned at the value level, at their vision level, they get on board with that advice. They're like, yeah, Maggie, you're right. I agree with you. This is something that I want to do, but now let's say I'm scared, so help me with that, right? Coach me on that. But what I've also seen is sometimes business owners getting swayed, not necessarily in the direction they really would like to go, by the opinions or advice, and then going there, realizing it wasn't the right path, and then wasting time and quite often resources, so money, energy, to then have to revert back. Examples I've seen that happen is, for example, visual rebrands, the websites, okay, one of the classics. So listening too much, okay, or allowing the branding or website agency take too much of a lead and then regretting at the end how the website turned out or how the branding altogether turned out. Or for example, deciding on a strategy that they don't implement in the end because their brain internally resists it, and not at the just, I'm out of my comfort zone level and I just need to learn a new skill, but at the value, deep alignment value level. And when one of those situations happens, or three of those situations, when you're making decision and reverting back to soon, and when you're procrastinating and not making decisions and like tormenting yourself back and forth for days or months or even hours, or when you go in a direction that ultimately you know is not the direction for you, you're slowing down your growth tremendously in your business. And I want to give you just a little bit of math to illustrate it. I did it, this exercise, as I was preparing for this podcast. We make 30,000 decisions a day. So let's just say, even if you did one of those three things with one of these decisions, okay, we make 30,000 decisions a day. Even if you procrastinated or reverted back or went somewhere in a direction you didn't want to with one of those decisions, and let's just say conservatively, you spent 3 hours on it, either procrastinating back and forth or going, that's over 1,000 hours in a year. That's like months in not trusting your decisions. So can you imagine how much time and energy is lost this way? So no wonder your business is not growing as fast as you would like to. Even if you cut that time in half, I promise you, you would grow much faster. Even if the decisions you made weren't 100% right. Because what I'm not saying here is that when you trust your decisions in making them and moving forward and not stagnating, not procrastinating, not switching back and forth, it doesn't mean you'll be 100% of the time right. We're human beings. We're not perfect. Therefore, we're not going to make perfect decisions all the time. But effectiveness in decision making comes with practicing them, and also practicing skills that we require to get to the moment of the decisions. An example of that is, let's say, hiring decisions. And I'll give you my examples, right? So when I was a brand new inexperienced manager, when I was hiring people, my hiring decisions were probably 50% right if I got lucky. And then 50%, I chose the wrong candidates for the positions, and either they realized that and they left, or I had to let them go. However, as my skill in hiring people improved and I got really good at it by practicing hiring a lot of people, my decisions gotten better. And then I was probably right about 80% of the time. I wasn't right 100% of the time because, as I said, that's an impossible goal trying to reach, but I was good at hiring and right most of the time. So the question is, would you prefer not to waste thousands of hours in delaying, agonizing, procrastinating, switching, and then just practicing and getting to the 80% of making the right decisions and then trusting yourself even more so, plus learning from the 20% of decisions that maybe didn't pan out the way you want them, and drawing conclusion and troubleshooting them and getting a wealth of knowledge from those experiences? Or would you rather be stuck back and forth, procrastinating and so on, and using all that precious brain energy of yours and time to keep your business from growing? By sharing with you this calculation, I wanted to show you the magnitude of how much wasted time and energy we could be in when we're not deciding strategically, when we don't trust ourselves, when we don't know how to make executive decisions. Okay. And I want to share with you a story of this year when early in January, I made a big decision to close my Facebook group. I had a Facebook group with 3,500 members in there that I built over 2.5 years. And I really put a lot of effort and hard work into it. However, when I was planning for 2023 and evaluating what was working and it wasn't, and what did I want to change, and what type of strategy I wanted to adopt to grow my business this year, I realized that this group was no longer the best choice for me to focus my time on and my energy and my resources. And as hard as it was one of the best strategic decisions I made for my business for this year. And don't get me wrong, my brain still offered certain fears when I was making it. You spend so much time curating this group. You have some amazing members and they're engaged. You have so much potential in there. What people will think about it, they will be disappointed. You disappoint a bunch of people by closing the group. So your question to me might be, okay, how did I do it? What gave me courage and that trusting that that was the right decision, even though my brain was casting all that doubt that seemed valid? So the thing that allowed me to make this relatively difficult decision and stick with it, give it chance to succeed and not flip-flop and go back or procrastinate too long, was the fact that I had my own business growth strategy and from it, 2023 plan of actions of how I was going to implement it. Okay. Having a strategy and a plan coming out of it is key in helping you make some bold, sometimes difficult decisions and sticking with them. This is what I do for myself every year. I review it, I tweak it, I create a plan for the new year, and I also create that for each of my clients. And each of my clients has their unique business growth strategy because, of course, their business is different. So it doesn't matter if I coach with them one-on-one or if they're part of my Diamond Effect coaching group, each of my clients has a unique business growth strategy. So now you might be asking yourself, okay, well, what is the correlation between the strategy and me being able to make decisions throughout the year and knowing that they're right ones and trusting myself and sticking with them and so on and so forth? Here is why. So imagine you're my client and we're going through this process together of creation. So the process that we would follow, first of all, would be anchored in your personal and business values, your business vision, where do you want to take your business long term, and also your own life. So as I'm growing the business and I'm accomplishing my vision, how do I want to live my life? Those are tied together. There shouldn't be a separation from it, because when we forget about our personal life and we just create a vision for our business and the strategy, that's like the straight path to burnout when you forget about other important things. Then the second part is we would also anchor the strategy, of course, in who your ideal client is, your industry, so what type of services you're providing, and the market you're in. So are you in the local market, your area? Are you national or regional? Are you in the international market space, kind of like me, right? When I have clients spread throughout North America. Are you online, offline, both? All that would have an input into the strategy. And then, of course, the third part or the third anchor is, what type of offers do you have? So how do you providing the services? How do you want to provide your services, right? How are you servicing your clients? Those three considerations determine your business growth strategy. They become the foundation. When you have such a strong foundation, then it's easier and faster to make decisions on what actions you and your team, if you have one, will take in marketing and sales, back-end operations, front-end client-facing activities. How are you going to implement it? It also is easy to see why those particular decisions and actions are the best choices right now in this moment for your business and how they will work and how they will help you achieve your goals. So if I go back to my Facebook group decision, I spent some time to think through it, right? To go through my reasoning and my strategy and so on to ensure that I was making the best decision I could for this moment. I realized that competitive landscape in Facebook group world has changed. There was thousands and thousands of groups. The Facebook algorithm also changed. Therefore, it was becoming harder and harder even for the group members to see the posts and what was going on in my group. And also, in order to keep the engagement, some of the content that I was putting there was very similar to all those thousands of groups that are out there, right? So then I realized that all that time that I'm spending where I'm not utilizing my genius zone and helping my community with my genius zone, because I had to fight for their attention, not only because there are other groups, but because of the algorithm, I could use that time and effort to pour into something that was more showcasing me and my value and my genius zone and actually deliver more value in other forms. So having this strategy allows me to see where my efforts were producing better results and shift the time and effort I was putting in the group into these other efforts and do more of that. Okay, so that strategic anchoring allowed me to overcome thoughts like, you know, what if there are some potential clients there and you could sign them if you only run this group for another 6 months? Or what if the algorithm changes again and then it will become easier and people will see what you're posting and so on and so forth? And guess what? That decision was a very good decision. Even though I let go of an audience of 3,500 people, probably my biggest audience, because even right now on Instagram, I have about 1,400 or 1,300 people. On LinkedIn, I have 2,000 people. So my biggest audience, I was able to double my business this year. So I knew that decision was a great decision because I could focus on more of what was working better. Okay, so this is how having a business growth strategy helps you speed up and amplify your growth by allowing you to make stronger strategic decisions that you can trust and that you can anchor that decision making into a strategy. So when the doubts come out, or when the results of the first results of certain decisions come out and they're not exactly what you want, you can still stick with them and you're able to objectively look at what's working and what's not. And if anything, tweaking the methods of implementing the decisions rather than changing the decisions themselves. Okay. And when you coach with me, we create your unique business growth strategy. And that stops you from doing things that are not working for you or that are working very ineffectively. You stop tolerating sitting on decisions for months or days or week on ends. You stop flip-flopping. And this is how you truly can double your business without adding more work. You're saving so much time and effort that then you're putting into things that are growing your business, things that allow you to rest and recharge, things that matter. So if you want to double your business without adding more work and reduce overwhelm or get rid of it altogether, book a sales consultation with me now. I'll leave the link to my calendar in the show notes. And with it, by the end of the year, you'll have your strategy, you'll have a 2024 plan, and from it, we'll start implementing it right away and start growing your business. My clients see results within 30 days. Okay, have a fantastic week and talk to you next week. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.